This is Napoleon, North Dakota, and on July 17th, 2000, and he's already been interviewed by his son Leo recently, and so there's more information on that. So, Mr. Jost, tell me, was your family, were your parents involved in music? Were they musicians?
Not my family.
Really?
Not mine. My family, not in
But you and your brother?
I don't think the brothers are involved.
Well, now, the brother that sings on here...
he sings on the choir, yeah.
St. Mary's in Bismarck.
He lives in Bismarck.
So is that your brother?
That's my brother, yeah.
No,
my son. Son.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's you?
Yeah, that's...
Ah. Okay, so that's why I'm trying to figure out who some of these people were on these tapes.
We have three of my sons.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have any other children?
Huh?
Have any other children?
Oh, yeah, I have four more brothers and two daughters.
Uh-huh.
No.
And then children? How many children did you have?
We had nine.
You had nine children? Yeah. I was one of eight. So
seven boys and two girls.
Two girls?
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
The birds I love.
Yeah, that's right. I have one of those too, as a matter of fact. They're sort of nice. Well, I'm interested in the fact that when you became so involved in singing, but also sang, you sang music from the Roman Catholic Church, but you also sang Lutheran music.
Songs, yeah.
You sang Reformed Church songs.
Yeah.
And then you sang German folk songs. And then you sang American songs, and so I'm sort of curious how you got involved in all that.
I was in the choir for 20 years in St. Boniface Church.
Here in Napoleon?
Yeah, out in the country.
Where is that located?
12 miles southwest.
12 miles south and seven miles south and 5 miles west.
That church is no longer there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it is? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That church is still going, yeah.
So you're saying they're 20 years?
I was belonged there 55 years.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so you sang with the choir?
Sang in the choir, yeah.
How big was the choir?
Well, there were only about five, six,
mm-hmm.
mostly, yeah.
Yeah.
All men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you did you have an organ, a pump organ?
Organ, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who played the organ at the church?
What do you mean?
Who played the organ? Do you remember?
Pius Kuhn.
Pius Kuhn.
John W. Wangler was first, but he died in 59.
Okay, so they're the same people that were on these.
Yeah.
Yeah, the same ones on these tapes then.
Yeah.
They were on these. And then, so they directed the choir too, or?
Yeah, they directed the choir,
yeah.
We had choir practice about once a month.
But did you practice in the church, or?
In the church.
As my mother said, that sometimes in the winter they practiced in people's homes, so they would
have to sit
at the church.
Yeah.
And everything you sang was Latin in the church services, or did you sing
well,
in German?
Well, in 1964 they changed it to English. Yeah.
But before that, everything was Latin.
Everything was Latin. Yeah. But we sang German songs that time too.
In the service.
In the service, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did the congregation ever sing?
No, not that time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now the congregation sings all the time, right. Too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so your wife sang too.
She wasn't the choir too.
Did you pick her up because she sang music? Was a singer, or?
She was a better singer than me, they said.
Oh, really?
That's what my son said when we had our 60th wedding anniversary, and he said, did you know that? But they're singing, but you know, my mom was a better singer than this.
That wasn't a nice thing to say.
She was a good soprano singer.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear the Joe Swangler play on Friday at the convention?
No, where was I?
Oh, well,
I missed that because Mike Miller was having a reunion. I went on that one of those trips to the Ukraine, and so we were having a get together there. So.
Anyway, his dad is the organ player now. This Wangler's father is the organist at the church now.
At St. Boniface? Oh. Uh-huh. Well, is that a good group, that Swangler group?
I haven't heard him, but I just know that.
Uh-huh. No, that wasn't his father. That was his
Tony Wang.
Tony Wang was at the Farmers Union Station now. His boy place is good.
Oh, yeah.
Well, his Tony was up there too, and they introduced him.
Uh huh. Yeah.
And Tony also.
He's the organist now down in St. Boniface.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, so. How did you, since you grew up Roman Catholic, where did you learn the Lutheran hymns? Did you have friends who were Lutheran?
No, well, you know Pete Funk?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For 2 years, we went together, I and my wife and Leo Gross, his wife, and Pete Funk and his wife. We went together and we sang mostly even about the 2 hours. And Pete Funk was a good singer. He could play good too.
So you just do that in your homes?
And in the homes, yeah. Sometimes we were at our place, and then we came in and to their place, and so we had the two. And I always took my recorder along and made tapes.
Oh, so that's how you got those tapes?
That's why where I got started. I had that in mind when I get old, so I got something for past time.
Uh-huh.
And I got about close to 200 tapes. And
oh, really? Yeah. So I was in 62 then when you started. Was that in 62 when you?
No. Not in 62. He was. He made the tape that time, yeah.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Then we had Wengler. Yeah, that was in 82, 83 when we were together with Pete Funk. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so how did you know him?
Well, I knew him for a long time. Yeah, and
they sang at the.
He sang at when they had a convention just marked before. We sang up there.
Andy,
oh, he did?
Yeah. Andy Weigel was in.
Andy
there.
Weigel and Leo Gross, and Leo Gross was playing the accordion.
The accordion,
yeah.
But most of the time when you sang, you used organ, or did you?
Well, when we on the farm, when we played at. Pete Funk's place, he had an organ, he played the organ then. But otherwise, Leo Gross had an accordion.
Accordion?
Played it, yeah.
And did you have an organ in your home?
Huh?
Did you have an organ in your house?
We had one, but I could play a little, not much, but my wife played. We had a pump organ, or a court organ here at our place.
Mm-hmm.
First we had an old one, pump organ, then we brought a court organ from Fargo once, and we had it for many years.
Uh-huh. Now, did your wife play by ear, too?
She played by ear, too, yeah.
Yeah, just like my mother.
Yeah.
But was Pete Funk Lutheran, or was he Reformed, do you know?
Lutheran.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, he used to go out and preach Sunday someplace.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was... had a lot more, he was to play, learn us how to play a four, each player sing a second tune, four tunes.
So sing harmony, yeah.
But his wife got sick and then it didn't happen anymore.
Did you ever have an organ other than a pipe organ out at the church?
No, we never had a pipe organ, an organ.
Yeah. That's the smaller churches like that.
Huh?
The smaller churches tended to have those.
Yeah.
And you never had a piano out there either. Because pump organs are easier to take care of.
But now I think they got an electric organ.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who were some of these other people? You had Pius Schmidt that was singing. And
Pius Schmidt, yeah.
Yeah, he sang with.
And
brother-in-law.
He's a nephew to you.
He's a nephew to me.
Is he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there was
and then Leo Gross, who's...
Leo Gross. We're buddies all the time. He lives here in Napoleon. Yeah.
So you grew up on the farm, all of you, or...
Huh?
Did you all grow up on the farm, or...?
Yeah, he grew up on the farm. I know him when he was a small boy. He's about 84 years old, too.
Was he in at your same church, St. Boniface?
No.
Yeah.
He belonged to St. Anthony Church.
And then Bertha Combeats?
Huh?
Bertha Combeats?
Bertha Combeats?
Combeats, yeah.
Combeats, yeah. She's the sister to Leah Gross.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the sister. He's married to John Combeats.
So all these singers are related somehow.
Huh?
All these singers are related somehow. And Pius Kuhn was one of the...
He was the leader, yeah, he was...
And he was the organist after Wengler died.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. He died a few years ago, too.
Did he? Uh-huh.
He lived,
most of them are dead now, I think. Oh,
yeah. He lived in Napoleon and Sunday Sea Drive out
St. Barnabas.
Did he? Uh-huh. And was there Alois Gross, was he with...
Alois Gross, yeah.
Is that how Gross?
He's the brother to Leo Gross.
Uh-huh.
They were good singers.
Uh-huh.
And Groses.
Yeah, and then the Weigel, Mr. and Mrs. Weigel, Andy Weigel and his
Andy wife. Weigel, yeah.
No, they were just friends too?
Huh?
They're just friends of yours or
yeah, related? We were all singing together.
Oh.
Like when John Wengler was still living, we went around and sang in homes, Strasbourg, Wishit and Napoleon.
You just went and people, you got went to some home and
yeah,
just sang.
Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You went a lot of places.
Mm-hmm. So you sang at...
It was I and Leon Ellis Gross and Andy Weigel and
uh-huh.
John W. Wengler.
Now
they played at the Wishick Hospital.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you whether you did places
yeah.
like that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So the nursing home, I didn't know.
And the nursing homes we played, yeah. Schlossburg and Napoleon and Wishick nursing home.
So then you took an accordion along with
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
Now the folk songs that you sang, were those songs you learned when you were young?
Yeah, they were all when I was young, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think they all came from Russia.
From Russia, yeah. And those are hard to find now, you know, find people who know those. What I've read is that most of the time when the folk songs like that were sung, they were sung by the men only or the young men.
Yeah.
Is that, do you remember that was the case? When you were young, did the women sing folk songs or the girls or?
Yeah, no, girls.
Yeah, you most of them songs were sung at name stays or weddings.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the women sang too.
Women sang them too. Yeah. Yeah.
Cause Ma would always sing on Helen and
yeah.
Mrs.
Mm-hmm.
Rice and they all.
Yeah, when we made that tape in 1962. That's what I sent to Mike Miller.
Uh huh.
And there were just choices. It was me and my sister Mary Weigel, Mrs. George Weigel, and my brother John and Ann Chose,
mm-hmm.
and my brother Carl, and
mm-hmm.
John W. Wengler, he played a small organ.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah.
The, what was I asking? Oh, when you went to school, you went to school out in the farm, right?
Yeah.
Took
yeah.
your school? Did they have music there at the beginning of the day?
No, not. Yeah. They didn't have much music. Yeah. Well, we sang.
Sang them.
Sang it, yeah.
Yeah. But you didn't speak English when you started school?
No, right? No.
Yeah.
My first teacher was Winston Wolfe from Zealand.
Oh, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he can talk. He could talk German.
Oh, he could. Well, that helped.
Yeah, yeah that helped. But in school, we had to speak English. And
right, yeah. And on the playground, if you weren't
yeah,
speaking.
But we were all...
You cheated a little
bit. Yeah, that's for sure. Can you talk German, too?
Ja, nicht ganz gut. Ich spreche nicht...
Huh?
Ja, nicht ganz gut. Ich spreche nicht genug. Ja.
Ganz schön gut,
huh? Ja, German was my first language when I was
that's what I'm thinking.
A baby or a young boy, but you know.
No, my kids all talk German.
Do they? Yeah. Well, you're lucky. You
talk better German than English.
Yeah. Good for you. It's great that you kept it up. A lot of people just.
Yeah, I'll never forget it.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Now, did you you go to barn dances and stuff when you were growing up?
Yes, yes.
And there are a lot of dances around here?
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of barn dances around here.
You remember any places that had them?
Well, about 5-6. Andrew Schatz had a barn dance, a few. Joe Byers, Pete Coons, Fred Nigam.
Hilsendegger's over there.
Hilsendegger's and over the Divers had one. We had a lot of barn dances.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And you remember any of the bands that played?
Yeah, mostly that time was Weigel and Wengler.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yeah.
But what instruments do they have in the band? Accordion and?
Accordion, clarinet, and drum.
Drum, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And the dances were What dances did you do?
Well, mostly the polkas and waltzes.
Mm, Schottische too?
No, Schottische we didn't
do. You didn't do Schottische?
Foxtrot they called it at that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm, yeah. And the butterfly, did you do that?
Butterfly, yeah.
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 Yeah. How much did you pay to get into the dances?
Yeah, I think 50 cents.
50 cents?
That time, yeah.
Some people have told me that the ladies got in for nothing.
Yeah, the ladies got in for nothing, but the men had to pay 50 cents.
Yeah. And did you, were there dances here in Napoleon too?
If I wasn't dancing Napoleon?
No, were there dances in town too?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes.
But did you go to mostly barn dances?
Well, I went to a lot of Napoleon dances too, and even to Kintyre I went to the dance.
Oh, how far away is that?
That was about 11 miles west of Napoleon.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Boys were about 7 boys went with a horseback.
Oh, really?
Up to Kintyre. It was a wedding dance.
Uh-huh.
And Tom Gutenberger played, and we was going to see that. So we rode up with the horses.
Uh-huh. So at the wedding dances, they auction off the bride, and the bride's shoe and dances. And
that time, that's a long time. That was in the 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
Because you used to have to pay $1 to dance with the bride and stuff.
That still goes on.
Does it?
Yeah. That still goes on that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I just remember that a little bit from Wishick when I was growing up.
Margaret Wald, when he got married, he came there. She was from Zealand, I think, Margaret Wald. But we went over there then. They're both, he's died a long time ago already, that Margaret Wald.
Uh-huh.
It was in 1928.
Did you have a record player at home?
Yeah, yeah.
And to use the flat records or
well, something like this. We got one in there, and one down the basement. They're getting old.
Do you remember when you got that?
Yeah,
the record player to hit was one that you turned.
Frank, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we never had any.
At home,
not as long as I remember, we didn't have
one point.
But you had that out on the farm, the hand crank one.
Grandma had.
Yeah, my grandma had when I was home yet, yeah.
Uh-huh, so.
We didn't have any.
We didn't have any, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Until they come out with cassettes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm, yeah. You listened to radio when you were growing up? What radio stations do you remember?
What radio stations?
Yeah.
The WNX went, and we always Ron Swart was on there.
Yeah, I was just talking to Mike Wolf from Strasbourg, up at Bismarck, and interviewed him, and that's what he said too, that they listened to Bismarck, but then also listened to Bismarck. Ron Swart was on there.
Okay. Yeah, I was at the dance when Ron Swart played in Napoleon. It was in 1923.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember seeing, I had microfilms of the newspapers, and the Wishick newspaper said that, I think it was 21, that Lawrence Welk was going to be playing a dance in Wishick.
Yeah.
So it was about that period of time, I thought he was.
In 23, I was born in 9.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I was young, yeah, though. I know.
Oh, yeah?
12 mm-hmm. or 13.
Yeah. Let's see. What else can you remember about?
Huh?
What else can you remember about music? That did you have teachers that were?
No, I never had a teacher.
You never had a teacher. So did any of your friends that you sang with take lessons at all, or?
No, I don't think nobody took lessons. But
just
when we get together, especially on names day, we always sing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Lee Crow, Pius Kuhn, and. Well, when it's the wedding, then we sang.
Uh-huh.
And we sang that Lutheran Schicksal, what they call it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I think you heard it when we sang it.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And then there's a Catholic Schicksal
also.
And what's your favorite song?
My favorite song was Lusty Kind will soon come.
Oh, yeah, that's on the tapes.
That's on the tape, too, yeah.
Uh-huh.
That was my favorite, yeah.
And that, that's not a Christmas song, though, is it? No, that's not Christmas.
First Holy Communion song.
Yeah, Holy Communion, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, did when you had Holy Communion, did the choir sing during the communion?
Yeah, sure. They sang that when they had made their first Holy Communion, and the choir sang the Rosti Kindle zu mir kommen.
So that's when they sang German songs in, during communion. Can you think of some questions I haven't asked yet?
No, not really.
But all of you, did you all of you grow up singing too?
Yeah, I used to sing in the church choir before he did, I think, at St. Boniface. When I quit, then he took over.
Okay, this is Leo, his brother. This is son. He was just saying that he sang. What about you?
I'm still singing in choir. I'm singing in church choir in Bismarck for 13, 14 years, something like that.
Uh-huh. Marty?
No singer.
You can be an audience. We all need audiences too.
Yeah. When I left here, then I quit singing.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been at Fargo now?
Well, about 30 years. Uh-huh. Before that, I was 8 to 9 years in Bismarck.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd get home a lot. And whatever I got in genealogy or stuff like that, he's got also.
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's the tapes too. He's but he hasn't got. I mean, what I got, he's got too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And you taped a Christmas mass.
Midnight
mass. Yeah. That. And how old were you when you did that? That was a long time ago.
Well, I suppose it was like 63 when I recorded St. Boniface.
And there was Pius Kuhn on there. He played the part of Bishop. Sang the part of Bishop. I think you heard it.
I think some of the first ones was John W. Wangler. Mm-hmm. John W. Wangler was probably the best musician out of Napoleon until Joey Schmidt come along. But John died when he was 55 years old. So.
Oh, really?
52, wasn't it?
55.
Yeah. So that St. Boniface, I hadn't caught that, but that's the St. Boniface was your home church.
Yeah. I had gotten a brand new tape recorder, a big one that was really good. It picked it up real good. I was upstairs. So I think I got just about all the German church songs that were sung.
Yeah.
And my favorites are the namesake songs are these German-Russian songs. I don't know what they mean, but I know the tune of most of them.
Yeah.
And I really like them.
Yeah. Are there some of them on these tapes, the names there? I don't remember.
Oh, I think most of them are.
Yeah.
Most of them are on
that tape when the first ones we made when he sang his brothers and sisters in 1962.
Then
German, Russian songs or whatever they're called.
Did you put those songbooks together yourself?
No. Leah took them down to Mike Miller.
They were your songs.
They were my songbooks.
Yeah, the originals.
Well, I wrote them all down, with all the songs what I knew, and put it on paper. And the best ones what I had, I gave to Tony Wangler, because I said, I'm old enough, I got to quit that stuff. And I had a few left, and then Leo came home and said, my girl wants some old songbooks or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And then when Pius Rice died, they brought everything up here and set it on the out here so I could have it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I gave them all down there.
So Tony Wangler is John Wangler's son?
No, Romaldus Wangler. It was Robert Romaldus and John.
But he works on the Farms Union Station.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So he was related anyway. So.
Yeah.
There was a lot of Wanglers that knew how to play. There was a Joe Wangler.
Yeah.
I think I got him on tape too. He used to play with his sons, and he was good too, and he died young. So there, and then there was a John Wangler that had the jewelry store in Linton. And he was very good.
He was a good one,
And
his older brother Tony, he was killed by lightning in 1929. He was the first Wranglers. They learned it from their dad.
So there was. It's all in the relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them better, so they're all related, and they're all musicians.
Yeah. It runs in families.
Yeah.
So. And you sang both a lot of English too, as a matter of fact.
Oh yeah, I sang a lot of English. Mm-hmm. When we sang with Pete Frongwit, sometimes, some evenings we would sing all German songs, and he had most of the church songs what they sing at the Lutheran church.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yeah. That's the way I grew up.
Yeah.
Did you know at them two-day weddings they used to have?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they'd have red eye, and then they'd start singing and got into these songs, and I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. And my dad made, we called it Folkside Schnapps.
Yeah.
Did you use maraschino and cherry juice in your red eye?
Yeah, I think so, cherry juice.
When you made your red eye, did you use cherry juice in it?
I don't know what to use. I never made it.
Ah, you made red eye.
Oh, yeah, mix it, you mean.
Yeah.
French sugar with a cherry on it, usually.
Sugar.
Now, on the tape, they made that Schmeckfest tape.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got theirs lots darker than what ours usually was.
Yeah, in fact, I still make it. My dad promised, and he just used anise. He didn't use cherry in his. But his was fairly dark, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it all depends on,
the longer you bring your sugar,
the darker it'll get and stuff. But you have to be careful so you don't. You can go too far, then you have to throw it away. But when my parents had their 50th wedding anniversary, we made some Hochzeit Schnapps, and there were some of my dad's brothers and sisters who hadn't had them in years. They were pretty excited.
I remember when my first oldest sister got married, we bought one case of alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and I think it cost like $4.50 a bottle.
Yeah.
Now I suppose you'd pay probably $12.
Yeah, that's more than that.
Yeah,
$15.60.
The whole case and each bottle made 4 bottles. Then.
Yeah, well, I got to buy some to take back to Virginia. You can't buy it in Virginia.
Oh, you can't?
No. No, sorry.
So how long were you down there?
24 years.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were down in Virginia?
Yeah, Richmond, Virginia.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about... Was Sam Rudolph an uncle of yours?
He was my dad's cousin.
How about Julius Rudolph?
Well, all the Rudolphs are related. Some of them I never knew, and there was some of those are dad's cousins and so on.
Were you related to Rudolphs up here in Napoleon too?
All the Rudolphs are related.
Yeah?
There was only one, only a couple of Rudolphs that went to Russia. Yeah. And Ed Kettling, who used to live here and had the store here in Napoleon. He was my mother's cousin.
Yeah.
My mother was a Kettleite. I never knew them very well, but
their son is going to get Clayton.
Clayton. Mm-hmm.
He's going to get the high school alumni award this year.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. I knew Clayton because we both went to college at Jamestown. So I knew him better.
You went to Jamestown College.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. And then I taught at Minnewaukon for 3 years near Devil's Lake. That's a little place that's being taken over by Devil's Lake practically.
I have talked with a couple of Jamestown College graduates every morning. Ed Miller. Jack Lynch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know them guys.
They do about 65 right now. So.
Yeah, they could have been
bigger star basketball players.
Yeah, but they're just ahead of me because I'm 62. So I was... as a freshman or sophomore, sometimes you don't get to know those people. Yeah.
What happened to that Lake boy that died? You know,
suicide.
Oh, that's good.
I was thinking something else. I was going to ask.
So what do you plan on doing with this stuff?
Well, they're starting to talk now about doing a Prairie Public Television doing a German Russian music video, and but I want to do a book on German Russian music. That's my goal down the line. So
with the songs in it, then. Or?
Including some of the songs, and of course I have the newspapers, and I've been collecting hymn books, and music like you have, and lists, song lists like you made up, and so I'm just trying to find as much information as I can. I'm talking to people like your father, who known a lot of the older music and wanting to know how they learned music, and particularly because you sang such an interesting combination of things that's very unusual for people, and it's because of the people that you knew and you did things with.
Yeah.
But you were still out on the farm when you were doing
that. Yeah, I wasn't the farm till 91.
Coming
to town.
Mm-hmm.
55 years at that farm.
Mm-hmm. And that's the year that you did that one tape that gives you the Joe's history.
Yeah.
In 91, shortly before your wedding anniversary.
Yeah, yeah. I think it was in 90 when I made
it. It was 90?
Yeah.
Because it was in
And one tape I made, Leah gave it there in 85.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's on those two. But you say you have about 200?
Huh?
You say you have about 200 tapes that you made?
Close to 200.
Yeah, but that's not all.
He's got about close to 500.
That's some of the old time music and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I got too much.
Yeah, you just got too much. I do it. And every time you go someplace where they sell tapes, you bought
two of them. Bismarck again. One of the Emter's newest family. They
Oh, the button accordion.
I don't know. In Jamestown, a place.
A dinner theater, I understand. Huh? It's a dinner theater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bought one of them, and I bought one of Bob Dolacek.
Uh-huh.
Bob Dolacek used to work with me at the Cushman Manufacturing, and he was the head foreman.
Uh-huh.
And so I usually collect tapes like that.
Sure.
Anybody that's pretty good,
mm-hmm.
I'll buy the tape. So I got about, I must have 50 different bands.
Right. Yeah.
So that's kind of my hobby.
So you have Six Fat Dutchman and
just about anybody.
Whoopi John.
Yeah.
Mike Dosh.
Yeah, Mike Dosh.
Last year we had Oktoberfest at the Fargo Dome, and they had the world's largest polka band play Jimmy Sturr out of New York City.
Oh, really?
In Fargo. So I had never heard of the guy before, except I had two tapes from him, but otherwise I had never heard from him, and so I ended up buying another one, and I think it's got about six of him now. This was really a good band.
Uh-huh.
They were all like in their 50s,
uh-huh.
and they all dressed the same, and it was just very good.
Uh-huh. What did you think of that accordion group up at Gizmar?
Very good. They were better than the Six Fat Dutchman.
Right. Yeah, I liked them a lot.
I didn't care really that much for Six Fat Dutchman.
The Dutchman that played the night before, you mean?
No, this at Fargo. The real Six Fat Dutchman.
Yeah, are they still active?
Yeah, they're all in their 60s or 70s probably,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who was the group in
Bismarck? Cermak was the leader. Was the leader.
Was that on Bismarck? They got a bunch of
people. Yeah, just local people.
They got a folk accordion club.
Yeah, okay.
And then
I know.
They had them play. He introduced Harvey Schilling was the leader.
Yeah,
and he'd walk around the floor and play the accordion.
Cermak and Geiger.
Cermak and Emmanuel Geiger and
Jimmy Geiger
is the best, I think.
Yeah. I heard it over the radio.
And they had Bernie Stein, his mother Jan Stein, Bob Dolacek, Bill Maskell.
They could all come up there.
It was just really good.
They are good, yeah. In fact, I didn't get to the dance later on as we were out and talking, but the band that played Saturday night afterwards didn't sound anywhere near as good as the recording.
Oh, I believe it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Friday night they had a variety too. They had Weber from Napoleon played the horn, and they had Emmanuel Geiger played the accordion.
And this accordion sounds the Dutch, is that the name of it? Dutch, I think, was the name.
Dutchman, I think.
Dutchman, something like
that. Well, it was a made-up band, too. It had one of the Schwab boys was in it on it. And I didn't know the guys. But they were both real good.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the best bands they've ever had for the convention.
Yeah, there was a lot of good entertainment at this convention. Yeah. Do you still sing?
Not much. Oh, when I play the tapes, I sing along.
You sing along? That's what I do, too.
But I'm getting too old. I'm 90 years old.
No, you're never too old.
Did you ever get this the fun tapes that the guys from Buell used to make. They used to sell at the convention.
Never had them.
They're really good. That's what you should have. It would be more or less like home humor or whatever you call it. This,
have to check into that.
They played the part of people when they first come over from Russia.
Philip and the Pale.
Uh-huh. They still sell the tapes at the office in Bismarck.
Yeah, I've got all them tapes.
I've got at least 6 or 8 different tapes that...
You got this too from the German lady from Germany? I played that once, and Sebastian Schumacher was there. He couldn't take it. He went out in the kitchen. Said, "What's your set?"
Yeah.
He said he couldn't take it.
They had some skits up there too this year, but it was nothing.
And she talks German just like me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I've been gone so long now that I can still understand most of it, but every once in a while I say, "Oh, I'm not sure what they said."
I heard you talking about the Reformed church music. What's the difference between that and the Lutheran and the Catholic music or whatever?
The Reformed, they used the men's quartet music quite a bit, but they also, the music, they call it white gospel, and they often have a chorus, ba-da-da-dum, 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 ba-da-da-dum. So you have, you know, the melody and then the other people answer,
yeah.
And
so like an echo type.
Yeah, and so that's very common with the white, the Reformed Church music, and they have completely different hymnals.
At the I live next door to a Reformed Church, that's what I was wondering.
Uh-huh, yeah, and in fact there's a, and Jana Hohalder, Jana Wishick Hohalder, told me last year that her husband had some hymnals that from his mother that were from the Reformed Church, and I've really never seen hymnals that I know that were used in the Reformed Church, so I'm trying to get a look at those too. But I've looked at, I have now information on over 100 hymnals, most of them published in the United States, a couple of them from Russia. You know, hymnals and song lists and like the books that you put together and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Have you ever been over to Russia too then with Mike Miller?
I went in 98. Mm-hmm. It was an interesting trip. I'm glad I went. But boy, that's... Well, you know, when our ancestors left, those villages were really prosperous and they, you know, were raising good crops and all that's gone now. You know, it's really destroyed. And they just don't have any infrastructure at all. I mean, the roads are terrible.
They got the fertile land, but no way they can produce a crop, and they can't get it to the market.
And they don't have the machinery. And even if they have machinery, they don't have parts to repair. So they have these huge fields with these cooperative farms, or used to be the collective farms. And you see people, rows of people, and the fields look like they're a mile long, and people are hoeing. We saw almost no machinery at all while we were there, so it's tough. And we stayed overnight in Glickstahl, which is far enough away that we had to stay overnight, which is nice and was interesting. But almost nobody has inside plumbing; they have electricity, but most of them have outhouses. You know,
so well, I think I got to get back to further. Me and Mike go out and eat dinner every once in a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, but you've been...
Oh, he's got stuff to...
He's got a lot of stuff going. Yeah.
Yes, he had the convention too, Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see him much around. I was going to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, they were heading up to Saskatchewan now to do some filming there about the Iron Crosses. Also the Kurchagan villages, that were Catholic villages. What villages did your family come from?
My dad came from Klenlevendal.
Klenlevendal?
My from Iltres.
Iltres, yeah.
I bought the book.
Yeah, but then Iron Cross, I told Mike that guy that made some, that was our hired man once.
Oh, really?
Schneider, yeah. Louis Schneider?
Louis Schneider, yeah.
They showed pictures of him.
Yeah, they that time they called him Louis Davenport. Davenport, yeah, that was his... Debut, not Davenport, Debut. Dibble Dewey Henson, all it's called.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I told them, I said it must be 1910-11, but it was later, it was maybe in 15 or 16. When we got, because we moved over here in 14 on our homestead,
mm-hmm.
and it must be 15 or 16. We had two hired men, Vincent Mitchell and Lou Debbelt.
Oh.
And they used to live 2 miles south and over a mile over there. Them Debbelts lived there.
So that's
on Jacob Kunz's farm.
Uh-huh. So how do you get that nickname, Debbelt?
Yeah, I don't know. The old man was called that for two staples.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's because it's funny. Even in those letters I've written to the newspapers,
yeah.
you'll find nicknames. There was
Did
one.
You take in the workshop of Clover Dance when you were
yeah,
I saw bosses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think they made a mistake. This Iron Cross that they want to put by the new building, that black one they
mm-hmm.
had out.
Yeah.
I think that other Iron Cross, this guy made this craft, I think was his name, that they had set up on the stage that was way much nicer than the black one.
Yeah,
and
I
it was homemade too.
Right, yeah, I didn't like that one as much either. It's just so heavy.
Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know, the other one looked just perfect,
mm-hmm.
the one they had up on
yeah.
the stage.
Mm-hmm.
I could listen to Clover Dance all night.
Yeah, so then yeah, he's the one who's really working with that video. And, you know.
But I could not stand Ripley. Talk. I don't think people care for his kind of talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You could tell they were just leaving. It wasn't interesting. I mean,
yeah.
he was talking about the Dakota Prairie Press or whatever newspaper.
Yeah.
Dakota Press. Yeah. He talked
mm-hmm.
a lot about the newspaper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I read the Staatsanzeiger, and the North Dakota Herald.
Yeah, so the Herald was published in Dickinson?
Dickinson, yeah.
Staatsanzeiger was from Aberdeen?
Yeah. No, it was from Bismarck.
Bismarck, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Staatsanzeiger?
Anzeiger.
Staatsanzeiger.
On what?
What does that mean?
Huh?
Starts the main town, isn't it?
Yeah, so the city...
Sile?
It's somewhere city register, probably.
It was a German paper.
Yeah, what does it mean?
Starts in Sile.
Yeah, what does
Sile mean? What's Sile mean?
What does Anzeiger mean?
I don't know.
Starts in main must mean town, right?
Yeah.
Must be, yeah.
Sile, or whatever.
Anzeiger.
Sile?
Oh, yeah, so it must be me.
Newspaper.
Like, yeah, me something like register, the city register, how it was. But it's interesting that because there were a lot of German language newspapers in North Dakota, but particularly those papers. And then, did you ever read the Eureka Rundschau?
Uh-uh.
No.
Yeah.
My mother said they didn't either, but. That, of course, there were so many Germans in Eureka too. That
yeah, a lot of them came over. And Eureka was the only town that time.
Yeah, back then.
Yeah.
So, well, I really appreciate you being willing to spend some time to talk about that because I was really curious about how you did all this strange mix of music, and now I understand.
Yeah.
What's your first name now?
And I
Homer.
I did. I had that in mind when I get old, so I got something
mm-hmm.
for pastime.
Yeah. Oh.
I got about 30 videotapes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're good tapes on that.
Sure. Yeah.
I got that tape from Gordon Call. Maybe you remember that. That was in '90 when he had the shootout up here.
Oh. Yeah.
By Medina.
Yeah.
That's a good tape. I played it a few times already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they said he
went. And I made a tape where we sang that from that first tape. We played the tape, and I and my wife, and there were four Schmidt sisters. We were all together, and then we sang. And then that was my. I sang one night, and there was one
uh-huh.
of them.
Uh huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's.
But then tapes getting old, and some of them you get nothing on anymore.
Well, yeah, nothing's forever.
Yeah.
That all changes. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate it. And
Now, what's your name now and your address?
I
should have written it down.
Yeah, I can give you a card. Rudolph is my last name, and Homer is my first.
Homer Rudolph, yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you were born where?
I was born in Wishart.
I was really surprised that time when I saw that.
You live in Wishart, yeah?
No.
You live still down there, Richard?
I'm in Richmond, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
I was born on the farm, but Dad lost the farm when I was 2 weeks old. So we moved to Wishart right then.
Did you hear that day up at Bismarck Convention when this guy that donated the $500,000 for the building?
Yeah.
He was born, I think, in Sealand.
Yeah.
Voss, Roger Voss. And he was saying that when he was small, he liked to play with matches. And he burned down the sheep barn. And his dad was so mad at him that he said, you'll have to repay this someday. So this is why he did this. He paid back $500,000 to name the building in honor of his parents. His mother was a shower and his dad was a horse.
And the funny part of the story too is that when they were putting out the fire, the mother and father took turns pouring pails of water on the fire.
Yeah.
And while one poured water, the other one spanked him. And that's where he grew up is right where my family grew up.
I remember, I've been reading, I was young yet when I started reading like the Homesteads and Tribunes and stuff, that there was a basketball player from Sealand, I think his name was Hoss, but I don't remember what his first name was, but I'm sure it's not him. Unless he had some younger brothers too yet, I don't know.
Yeah, there were four, he had three brothers that were there.
Yeah, I had a cousin that was married to the Hoss. He came from Hoss. He was from Sealand.
Oh, you was?
Oh, yes. But he died a long time ago, and she died.
I think you said there was a Larry Hoss and this Roger that I know of.
Well, Larry is his brother. He lives down in Arizona. And then there's another brother who's married to my cousin, and his name is Chris. And they lived in Aberdeen, and they just retired and are moving down to Arizona too. And then there was another brother there who I don't know.
It was nice meeting you.
Thank you very much for all of your work, and I appreciate your being
and
here too.
If you ever would want some German tapes, I've got a lot of them.
Okay, I'll keep
mine are probably in better shape than his, because I usually got the original.
He doesn't use them, but I use them all the time.
Mine are the original.
The masters.
Yeah. And all I get.
You know them guys that were here yesterday?
Uh-huh.
One was from El Paso, Texas.
Oh, really?
The one he had a computer.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two guys were from
Spokane, Washington.
Yeah. So they
were
here for a reunion?
Huh? They were here for the Schwarzenberger reunion.
Uh-huh.
And I like them two guys from Spokane. Their dad was my first cousin.
Oh, uh-huh.
And boys came last August, I think it was. They were here, and I got to know them the first time I seen them.
Oh, really?
And the other one, that was it. His mom was my first cousin.
Uh-huh. And he was working on genealogy yesterday?
Yeah, he works. He was here till 6:30.
Uh-huh.
And then he couldn't finish it, and Leah showed him the Joe's book he had.
Uh-huh.
And he looked through and started putting in, he wants to put the whole book in the computer now.
Oh.
Uh-huh. And he said, if I could buy a book here, and then they found out who's got them books, then they went up and got them.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. But he must be a smart guy, because they made had a reunion in 58, they made a big 80, book. 79, made a big book. And he had 18 pages just for his history.
Oh, well, yeah. Covered it all, yeah.
He said he's retired, all he does is work there. And down in the hall on the evening, Saturday evening, I went down. I see two guys sitting there. One was him, had a computer. The other one was his cousin from Ypsilanti, Michigan.
Yeah.
They both had computers. When they come and ask them the name, they found the name there on the computer, and if it wasn't there, they put it in.
Yeah. That's when you get together, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.